I first became involved with Iditarod as a spectator after moving to Alaska 6 years ago. The marvel of the sport and the 1,000-mile race just intrigued me. I started following it extensively, and then my co-worker said, why don't you just go do it? And so that's what I did. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because, first of all, I'm here for the dogs. That's my passion in life, to take care of animals. And so the Iditarod dogs do amazing feats and need a lot of care. Secondly, by caring for the dogs, you care for the mushers, because the mushers are connected to their dogs and they are one and the same. They're a team. And so you're taking care of both of them at the same time. Finally, it's the people and the camaraderie and the city and the scenery. It's great. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was an evening of sitting and eating the night before the mushers came. And it was the entire checkpoint crew team. And we just bonded as friends and, you know, co-workers and the task we had. And it was just magical. They are some of the people I hold very dearly in all of my Iditarod experiences. What I know for sure in life is that God is in control of this world. He has us all here for a purpose. If that means Iditarod, if that means the individual jobs we have, and that also means caring for each other and enjoying each other, helping each other along the way, and Iditarod is a perfect example of that. Another reason I'm here.